Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. How are you today? Hey, I like to do these videos every weekend because throughout the week I talk to a lot of people and I get a lot of ideas, a lot of insights. I have client calls usually every single day. We have group calls with the Roundtable guys, the Divorce Bomb guys. We have live tribe free calls. You can look in the description under this video if you want to get involved in any of those groups. It's all down there. We have conversations all the time. I had a conversation this week with a client who's about halfway into the one-on-one coaching program. And like a lot of us, he's going through a divorce. I went through a divorce, and a lot of the guys I work with are facing the possibility of divorce or are actually going through a divorce. And this guy is about halfway through, and he had one of those light bulb moments. One of those light bulb moments that just made me laugh. And I said, hold on a second, I need to write this one down. And I wanted to share it with you today. And I know it's not going to sound like a lot because it may not mean something to you now if you can't process it. And it's something very simple because this guy, like most of us, has been through the trauma of rejection, the trauma of going through an ugly divorce with uncomfortable conversations, distance from kids and feeling alone and separated and feeling kind of like a failure. Even though you might be a rocket scientist or a brain surgeon, at this time in your life, you don't feel like you can do anything right. You're living in the past. You're thinking about everything you've ever said or ever done or could have done better or shoulda, coulda, woulda. You're wondering how you could figure stuff out now and maybe save it or do something, just anything to stop this train of trauma that's coming down the track. And there comes a point at which you realize that when you let go of trying to control everything and realizing that what's happening outside of you isn't 100% your creation, you didn't cause it, and it's not even your job to fix it. This is what he said. He said, I felt like I had no future for the longest time. I had nothing. Even tomorrow was dreadful for me, and going to sleep dreading tomorrow was a thing. And I found out that when you're in your stinking thinking, there is no future. That's what he said. When you're in your stinking thinking, there is no future. And I wanted to bring that up today on the video just to point to the fact that this is a real thinking problem. We have an emotional trauma going on, emotional thinking. We catastrophize everything, and then we future trip about what's going to be wrong in the future. We can't imagine any future in which there's peace, joy, calm, happiness, connection, romance, laughter. All of that stuff, we can't imagine it. There is no future when your thinking is convincing you that there is nothing but pain, nothing but blame, nothing but regret or guilt or shame. Boy, did that rhyme. I should record that. So, what I wanted to give you today is this realization, and maybe there's a piece of this. When you're in your stinking thinking, there is no future. So, if you're a guy who has trouble imagining a rich future, one where you're engaged with your work and with yourself and with your friends and with your kids, and you feel like you're alive and that you have a passion and that you have some kind of purpose here and that you actually matter, you're living and you're laughing and you're loving. If you can't imagine that that future is yet to come for you, then you're probably in your stinking thinking. This is a thinking problem. This is not a reality problem, right? You think you have a reality created by what you're thinking, but there is a total different truth coming up for you. I know this because the guy this week when I talked to him, he's one of 1,000 men that we've worked with who have come up with light bulb moments like that. This week, his was, when I'm in my stinking thinking, there is no future. What a revelation. And it's empowering as hell to start getting these light bulb moments because you start to see that your thinking is the creator of all of your reality. Yes, it sucks to go through a divorce if that's what you're going through. It sucks to go through a lot of things. It sucks to go through a car wreck. It sucks to go through surgery. There's a lot of things that are going to suck in life. But how you respond to it, how you choose to think about it, the meaning you give it, is all the power you need. And when your thinking stops being stinking, you imagine that this too shall pass. I don't need to control outcomes. I don't need to control this very moment. What I need is to control my thought relationship to what's happening and stop future tripping into chaos and into darkness. The light is there if you think about it, and that's what I want to help you with. If you're having trouble with this concept, you may want a consultation call to help get through maybe something specifically you're tripping over right now. We do consultation calls all day, every day. We have coaches around the world, and we will match you up with somebody to talk to. If you need that, let us know. Just go to the contact form on the goodguystogreatmen.com website. And hopefully we'll be able to have a long, deep conversation with you and help you get over some of your stinking thinking. Hope this helps today, brother. Take care. Bye.